This is KUT. A year ago, big cuts hit Texas's film incentive program. Now the industry is starting to feel it. KUT's Vanessa Roncagno talked to some locals about what it means for them.
The board president of the Austin Film Society is hunched over his phone, squinting at a tiny spreadsheet.
See, I have this giant list, but it won't get bigger. There we go.
Now that he can actually see it, Mike Blizzard reads off the list.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, True Grit, Dazed and Confused, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Office Space, and Idiocracy.
All filmed in the Austin area. Blizzard scrolls through another 300 or so features, documentaries, and shorts made here.
We have a 45-year history of making feature films in this town.
As a production location, Texas has a lot going for it. A romantic Western image, a versatile landscape, and a pool of actors and crew members to staff big projects. But starting in the 90s, other states started giving Texas a run for its money. They put incentive programs in place to entice big Hollywood productions. Soon, even stories based in Texas started getting made elsewhere. Here's Blizzard again.
To have, you know, books that were written about Texas or scripts that were written about Texas, then going and shooting in other states and pretending it's Texas is particularly galling. The biggest example is several years ago, No Country for Old Men, which was a Texas story, was shot in New Mexico.
In 2005, the Texas legislature created its own incentive program. It offers film productions rebates for a percentage of what they spend in state. Productions can get back between 5 and 20% of what they spend. Funding for the incentives, though, has varied over the years. In 2013, the program got $95 million, the most ever. Last year, things didn't go so well for the film folks.
They cut the budget for film incentives by about two-thirds.
Down to $32 million. Part of the reason for this is that many newly elected lawmakers were generally against government-funded incentive programs.
I don't think there's any question that we've probably missed an opportunity for certain TV shows, certain films to come here because of that.
From Dusk Till Dawn, the series, seasons 1 and 2 were both produced in Austin, Texas, where we're also headquartered. Then, as a direct correlation to the decisions by the state of Texas and the budget, we had to kind of regroup.
Teresa Wyatt heads up development for director Robert Rodriguez's El Rey Network. She says the crew moved to New Mexico to follow a better incentive program. Season 3 is in production there. As big projects opt to film in other states, locals worry about what comes next.
What you don't want to have happen is that crew people start moving to other states and actors start moving to other states, because that will lead to more of a death spiral. Because a lot of the reason why TV productions come here, Hollywood films come here to shoot, is because they know that they can hire local crew, they can hire local actors to fill out the supporting roles in their productions, and that actually saves them money.
Most people would know me from Friday Night Lights. I played Jason Street's mom.
Catherine Willis is an actress based in Austin. She recently auditioned for 2 shows set in Texas that ended up moving out of state to film.
In 20 years in Austin, this is the first time that I've really seriously had to ask myself, do I need to relocate?
Willis has lots of industry friends who've already made the move.
As a matter of fact, I ran into the top casting director in Atlanta at an event here in Austin a couple of weeks ago, and he gave me a big hug, and he was like, Catherine, if you're in Atlanta, you'd be working constantly, because there's so much production there right now.
She's going to Atlanta in a couple weeks for meetings, but she's not eager to move there.
It really does make me pause. I don't want to leave Austin. I have kids in school. This is my home.
Film industry proponents say they're already meeting with legislators to try to secure a bigger budget for the incentive program during next year's legislative session. Vanessa Roncagno, KUT News.